Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now we open the phones for an end of summer public art roundup. We want to know what you've been appreciating in your neighborhood or what you found a little further from home that's worth traveling to, whatever the medium. Sculptures, murals, posters, public performance. We want to hear about it so other people can go check it out. Call us up at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. If you have a photo, you can tweet it to us at Brian Lehrer or email it as an attachment to BLShow at WNYC.org. We'll post your submissions on the show website later today. But if you have a favorite piece of public art that you've checked out this summer, call and share it with the class. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Have you stopped to admire the new Shepherd Fairey mural in Dumbo on your way to the York Street stop during your daily commute? Or if you made it out to Rockaway Beach, perhaps you were dazzled by the painted Jersey barriers on Shorefront Parkway commissioned through the Parks Department's Art in the Parks program. Maybe it's the tongue-in-cheek posters from the so-called Metropolitan Etiquette Authority requesting that riders clean up after their horses. What's your local favorite? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. Your shout out to public art projects that are around this summer, 212-433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we are collecting your phone calls and your photos of your favorite public art in your neighborhood or elsewhere. Your shout-outs on the air, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Tweet your photos at Brian Lehrer if you happen to memorialize one of those public art projects in an image, or if you happen to be walking by one right now. But call us up, so let's give people something to do in these waning weeks of summer as they figure out what last outdoor things to do before the weather starts to get cool. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Georgina in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Georgina.
Hi, Brian. Nice to talk to you. I enjoyed the dog show.
Thank you.
I saw a piece in Union Square the other day, and I was so sad that I was alone because it was just beautiful. It's called Lotus, and I'm trying to find the name of the artist online. It's on the east side of the square, and it's made of logs, beautiful ash wood, and stacked and positioned in such a way, and as though he put the whole thing in a sanding machine so that every surface of every log is smooth as silk. And it stands about, I don't know, about 40 feet tall.
Wow.
It's a beautiful sculpture, and I'm always happy to see an important work at the corner of a public park because quite often those commissions are given to artists that aren't always my favorite.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to ask you where in Union Square is it, but I guess now that I know it's 40 feet, you can't miss it.
Southeast mm-hmm. corner above 14th, between that little triangle yep. where Broadway and Park Great. Avenue start to split.
Thank you very much, Georgina, for starting us off. And Mark on the Upper West Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Brian. First, I think you're great, and I listen to you as often as I can.
Thanks.
And I'll just invite everyone to go to Governor's Island to see a amusement park from 100 years ago that's been set up. Some Frenchmen had collected amusement rides from the late 19th and early 20th century, and the collection is sitting on Governor's Island, and you can ride them. There were a couple I couldn't ride because I weigh too much, but most people can ride them, and it's very quaint. It's utterly charming, And
do you know if those are permanent installations or if that's a thing that's up for the summer?
The rumor I heard walking around was that it was going to come to an end sometime in September.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mark, thank you. There's always so much interesting stuff that's kind of on again and off again on Governor's Island. They'll do this event and that event. I've gone for a run in some races there that are really great to run around that island. As they put it together for some kind of permanent use over time, they're doing these individual various things on Governor's Island, many of which are so cool. So there's one of them. And let's go to Stephen in West Islip. Hi, Stephen. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Thank you very much. I love your show. I'm so glad to contribute. I work with a group called Poem Stars, and we're part of this initiative called Street Poets NYC. Mm-hmm. They hold open mics that specialize in spoken word, hip-hop, and poetry-themed performances in Brooklyn. And it's a great initiative if people are looking to express themselves, and it's a lot of fun. Check it out every other Friday.
That's good. And since you're calling from West Islip, if I've got this right, that you actually are calling from West Islip, anything from for our Nassau and Suffolk listeners to do close to home?
I'm a big part of the poetry scene on Long Island and stuff like that, and there's a bunch of organizations that do spoken word themed stuff all over the place. I'm a performer, and so there's plenty of things. There's the Nassau Poets Association, there's the Performance Poets Association, Bards Initiative, there's an initiative called Verge, there's a bunch of stuff. Just go up online and type in, poetry Long Island, and tons of stuff will pop up. It's a huge underground sort of community, and definitely want more people to be a part of it.
Stephen, thanks. Call us again. And Pat in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pat.
Hi. In Leonia, where I live, Leonia, New Jersey, mm-hmm. we have a sculpture garden. It's a small sculpture garden, and we get sculptors and artists lend pieces to us. And when they're not sold, as soon as they sell them, we replace it with something else. And now we've got sculpture all over our little town, including a big elephant in front of the library that moves.
Thank you very much, Pat. By the way, the previous caller from West Islip, talking about how he's participating in these public poetry readings, makes me think we could take some calls from others of you who have participated in any public art this summer, not just went out to view it. So artists, call us up if you want to plug your own work on the streets or subway platforms. Did you play those public pianos in the parks earlier this summer? Or whatever, wherever it may be, if you've gone out to see or hear or do public art, 212-433-WNYC. And especially if these things are still going on, let folks know where they can go to see, hear, and do. 212-433-9692. And Sandy in Denville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. One of the greatest outdoor art collections is at PepsiCo International in Purchase, New York, across the street from SUNY Purchase. Massive outdoor art collection of some of the America's finest artists. The other is at Storm King. Storm King Art Center up near Newburgh on the other side of the Hudson River. Both are full-day worthy trips.
Sandy, thanks a lot. And Michael in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Yeah, there's two art cars, painted art cars on 11th Street. They've been parked there for like at least 10 years that I can remember, and everybody's always stopping by taking photographs of them. 11th Street near Avenue A, and they're always parked in the same spot. Nobody can figure that out, but there's two art cars that are very popular, and they're just there. It's like permanent street art.
11th Street and Avenue A, did you say?
Between A and B.
Good to know. Priscilla in Bronxville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Priscilla.
Yes, Brian, thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted your listeners to be aware of a beautiful public garden in Yonkers, New York, called Untermeyer Gardens. It was established in the 1920s and is being restored right now through private money. And is a beautiful, beautiful 35-acre garden which sits right on the Hudson River. It's a Persian garden with beautiful mosaics, and was when it was initially established, was the vision was to make it the most beautiful garden in the United States. And I urge everyone to go see it. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Boy, Sculpture Garden's rule here today. Another one from Adrian in Tarrytown. Right, Adrian?
Yeah, Offspring is having a 150-year incorporation, and in its honor, they have all these sculptures all over town, and it's just wonderful to walk through town and see all these wonderful sculptures.
In Ossining, thank you. And I think we'll finish up here with Glenn in Manhattan. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, nice to speak to you. I listen to your radio station all the time.
Thank you.
I'm a sculptor. And I have a studio in Long Island City with a gallery attached to my studio. And people are welcome to come all the time. I'm a member of the Long Island City Artist Studio Open Association, which happens every May. And unfortunately, it's not advertised enough. And maybe people really don't know how many buildings and how many artists there are that participate in it.
So this isn't just your studio. There's kind of a community of artists with open studios. What, certain hours, certain days? How does that work?
Yeah, weekends usually. It's always Saturday and Sunday, usually from 12 to 6. And we get a strolling by, but there are hundreds and hundreds of artists that are involved in it.
And how do we find the listing?
We advertise, I don't really know.
Is there a website that collates them or anything?
Yes, Long Island City Artists Association.
Long Island City Artists Association. Glenn, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for your shout-outs on public art projects around this summer. Keep posting them to our site at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show so people can look. And keep tweeting your photos of any of these works or installations or whatever they are, at Brian Lehr. Brian Lehr on WNYC. Coming up next, civil rights historian Taylor Branch on the 50th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech and an oral history of the day, which will feature some of you. Stay tuned.